could be. I thought you loved only me, but there's some red wool clothes under the mistletoe. And now I wanna jump on his sleigh, take off into the sky. What would Santa
Too Much Rock Podcast number 471, the 2018 Christmas Spectacular. I'm your host, Sid Souter, and I've got 30 minutes of Christmas music for you here to help you celebrate the holidays. We started things this week with a track from the Monkees. That song is called What Would Santa Do? It's on the band's new album, Christmas Party, that came out this year on Rhino Records. The album is a really good album, lots of power pop on it, unsurprisingly, and with lots of guest writers and guest musicians all over it. And that track there written by Rivers Cuomo of Weezer, but that has Andy Partridge on it. It even has a track written by novelist Michael Chabon. So that's something you're going to want to pick up. Give that one a listen. You'll find it on any streaming service that makes you happy. Anyway, lots of music. Ho, ho, ho. Let's continue. This is Blair Elise and the Bombshells with Mistletoe.
Christmas, baby. Please come home. not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here, how the fun we had last year. The lights on the trees, I'm watching them shine. But you should be here with me, baby. Singing deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here, how the fun we had here. If I had a way, I'd hold back these tears, but it's Christmas Day.
Everybody.
And Merry Christmas to you too, Sam. That is Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs from Toronto. The track is Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, made famous by Darlene Love and written by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich. And I think Phil Spector ended up with a writing credit on that one as well. I think the band recorded that for a radio station sometime late December of 2017. Too late to end up on last year's Christmas Spectacular, but happy to throw it on this year. It's a fantastic song, and it makes me miss David Letterman. Before that, we heard from Blair Elise and the Bombshells. The track I played was Mistletoe. I think she self-released that herself back in 2013, digital only. Don't know any more than that about it, but I thought it fit in nicely. Anyway, more music for you. Just going to keep rolling along. Here's a track from MXPX. The song is called December.
Me
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 471, the 2018 Christmas Spectacular. We just heard from Rat Fancy there with the track Christmas Time on a Dime. That was a digital-only release the band put out themselves late December of last year. Before that, we heard from MXPX with the song December. That track features Emily Whitehurst from, I don't know, Tsunami Bomb, maybe. Lots of different bands. And Pierre Bouvier from Simple Plan. That is on the new Punk Rock Christmas, the 2018 edition. It is a 6-song EP now, not a full album like it used to be, but that track there is added as a new one. Came out just November 30th of this year, and I think self-released as well. I think you can find that one online from that Bremerton, Washington band there. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. For the Christmas podcast, it's a little different. I start to collect Christmas music sometime in October when all the record labels start sending me interesting things. I store it up here and then I bring it out right before Christmas for you to get you in the holiday mood. We're going to continue on here with a track, I think, back from 1997 that I just dug up and didn't realize happened back then. This is Eric Vokes with the track Christmas Singles. Thank you.
What a wonderful life reruns. Never fails to get them tingles.
honestly I do. I really miss you. Honestly I do. I really miss you. I hope you know it's true. I really miss you. I hope you know it's true. I really miss you. I hope you know it's true. Yeah, I really miss you. Honestly, I do. I really miss you. I hope you know it's true. Yeah, I really miss you. I hope you know it's true.
Our Christmas has taken a lonely turn, hasn't it? That happens to the best of us. That was Bill Botting and the Two Drink Minimums. Bill, of course, the sideman from All Oh Darling all those years ago. The track is called It's Christmas, I Miss You. The band put that out themselves, just a one-off on Bandcamp. Download that if you like it and revel in the loneliness. Before that, we heard from Kansas City's Eric Vox. The track was called Christmas Singles. It was the A-side of a single that came out on Parasol Records back in 1997. I had no idea about that one, but I happily found that in a used bin. Thank you, Kansas City Record Stores. There we go. I'll share that one with you. I guess I should wrap things up here and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 471, the 2018 Christmas Spectacular. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. I don't know. Things are kind of thin here. Christmas season and all of that. Let's see. We've got this week, or I guess the 14th, the Sluts are playing at the Riot Room and with a great bill backing them. The 21st, Hillary Watts Riot are playing their final show at the Rhino. Or you can go see Radkey at the Record Bar. Or you can go see Broken Heart Syndrome at Records with Merit. If you play it wisely, maybe you can see a couple of those. On the 27th, the Tribute to New Order is coming to the Record Bar. Saw that last year, and it was very, very good. On the 31st, Murder by Death is happening at Record Bar. Looking into January a bit, the Bralettes are playing at the Riot Room on the 2nd. On the 10th, Sheer Terror is at the Record Bar. On the 11th, William Elliott Whitmore is coming back to the Record Bar. On the 14th, Insepharum is coming to the Riot Room. Get your folk metal out. On the 18th and 19th, the Bowie tribute is happening at the Record Bar too. That is just an excellent thing to see if you have not seen it. Even if you have, go revel and enjoy. Anyway, I've got one track left for you. It's a track by Waves from San Diego, a cover of Christmas Time Is Here. You may know that from the Peanuts Holiday Special, written by Vince Guaraldi, but with lyrics by Lee Mendelson from a book I'm reading about that special because Christmas, for reasons of Christmas. The track was originally recorded instrumental. They thought it needed something, so Lee Mendelson sat down with a napkin and in 15 minutes banged out the lyrics, and they had a quick choir recorded, and there it went. So Christmas Time Is Here by Waves. I'm going to wrap things up here. Merry Christmas.
Something wrong with me, yes. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. Just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents, but some of Christmas crap, and decorations and everything, and I'm still not happy. I always
frozen before you put.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem. Maybe Lucy's right. Only Charlie Brown. We're the Charlie Brown.